Delayed. Even the best plans of men go awry, and the best planned trips get caught in rough currents. Boarding my plane in Albuquerque, all things are possible. I'm scheduled to fly from Albuquerque to Dallas, Dallas to Miami, Miami to Montevideo, Uruguay. There's no doubt this trip will happen in proper order until the captain of our American Airlines jet announces a maintenance problem. We're stuck on an Albuquerque runway. Our plane's engines won't start, so we taxi back to the gate for grease monkeys to determine what the plane's problem is and, if possible, fix it. Sitting in our plane, an hour and a half assessment's completed. Finally, with supervisor approval, Tex jumpstart engines and we taxis back out and get airborne on our second try. The traveler seated next to me is from Peru. He makes his living explaining mutual funds to South American financial advisors and tells me Uruguay's nice, which gives me some comfort that this trip will be better than it has begun. In the Miami airport, a huge floral design on a wall above an escalator going down to customs reminds me that peace and love are the hardest words to live by in the English language. It's 2 a.m. before a shuttle from the Hotel Element picks up 6 of us stranded travelers and gets us safe to our airline-paid compensatory rooms for having missed our ongoing connections through airline error. It isn't an auspicious beginning for this trip, but at least I reached Florida with all my body parts. Statistically, airline travel is safe, but fear of falling really kills us.